Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's head to Detroit right now to be joined by John Jansen. He is with 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit. John, happy to have you join us on the show today. They have had a lot of changes in Detroit. The offensive coordinator is gone from last year. The defensive coordinator is gone from last year. What other changes have we seen with the Lions?
Well, I mean, obviously the coordinators, both of those gone, and it'll take an adjustment. We saw the Philly do this a couple of years ago where both coordinators end up getting head jobs. They bring in a couple of guys, didn't work originally there. Again, they swapped them out. Then they obviously won the Super Bowl, which I know you guys are well aware of. Sorry to bring that up. But that's – hopefully we're going to skip that gap here where, you know, John Morton, I know he's familiar with KC having some time in Denver. He was with the Lions a couple of years ago. So hopefully he hits the ground running with a good rhythm for Jared Goff. Same thing with Calvin Shepard, linebacker's coach, now DC. He's very familiar with the roster, but when you look at the defensive line, Aleem McNeil probably won't be available for that game. He is a big-time player for this team. And Levi Onwuzurike, his replacement, is going to have a big season. He's going to have an opportunity. He signed a one-year deal, re-upped here in Detroit, so a lot of eyes on him, a lot of eyes on the end opposite Aiden Hutchinson. Hutch will be back from that injury, so that'd be a little bit different from last year. Only played five games, but you know, when you've got Marcus Davenport, Josh Pascal, and a whole bunch of other guys that no one knows about rushing the passer against opposite Aiden Hutchinson, that's going to be something. And then offensively, most of the offense remains the same. Receivers are back. Running backs are back. Quarterback is back. Tight ends are back. But there's some changes up front with Kevin Zeitler no longer being that right guard. They drafted Tate Ratledge out of Georgia in the second round. Looks like he's going to be the starter up front. Christian Mahogany, who they took last year from Boston College, I think he's going to be a guy that possibly gets a start at left guard, maybe displacing Graham Glasgow. So that's probably the biggest change offensively.
What do you think all of these changes potentially mean for Jared Goff? A lot was made of Ben Johnson and his fingerprints all over that offense. You now lose that. He stays in the division, but he's no longer with the Detroit Lions. What do you think all of these changes mean for Jared Goff? Do you think he can keep up a very high level of play without having Ben Johnson in town?
I do, and here I'll give you two reasons why. First of all, the weapons are all the same. Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery, they're going to be in the backfield, right standing right behind Jared Goff. Monroe St. Brown, J-Mo, Tim Patrick, all of those guys are going to remain the same. Sam LaPorta, Brock Wright, tight ends, all the same. And in large part, other than the differences I talked about in that offensive line, the biggest thing that remains the same for him is Frank Ragnow, an all-pro center, will be that center that he's going to be working with. Now, that's reason number one. The components are largely the same. Reason number two, it's yet to be determined, and I've always said I think this is Dan Campbell's offense. But
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Johnson did a great job of calling things on Sundays, and you know the creativity, and both Ben and Dan have said that it was a staff effort to put together some of those trick plays, to put together the game plans. But I think this is Dan Campbell's offense. Ben was calling it. Now John Morton's going to be calling it. So I think knowing that the offense isn't going to change a lot, there'll be some new wrinkles. There's always changes year to year, but that's going to remain the same, which is going to help Jared Goff be comfortable in this offense, be comfortable with his weapons, and still be explosive.
Right now, we're learning more about the Detroit Lions with John Jansen of 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit. We were having this conversation a week or so ago. I think the top four quarterbacks in the NFL are locked in. We can disagree on the order potentially, but Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, those are the four best quarterbacks in the league to me. And we were debating who gets that fifth spot, who's the fifth best quarterback. I think the answer is Jared Goff. Do you have Jared Goff as a top five quarterback in the league?
I do, and I've taken some heat for saying that here, and I don't know who you bump out of that top four. At times during the year last year, as we update our rankings and do that whole thing during the regular season, there were times where I had him at four, and I think he is a top five quarterback. Now, the thing that separates him being at five and not being one of those top four guys can go out there and win with just about anybody. We saw Buffalo and their offense get depleted. Still, Josh Allen goes out there, wins an MVP. Lamar Jackson and all the guys that you talked about, even Joe Burrow. I know he's got great weapons, but he's a guy that just simply goes out there and wins. Jared Goff, and I would throw some other guys into that same category where, yeah, they're good, but they need weapons around them. They need high-level players around them. And they've golf-proofed this offense. You look at Jalen Hurts, and he's a guy that I think fits into that second tier of quarterback. If that's where you're starting with number five at Goff and Jalen Hurts and those type of guys, they need to have playmakers around them. And once they do, they can distribute the ball. They can make great decisions, and that's where I think Jared Goff is really separates himself from a lot of other quarterbacks is the mental process that he goes through. He knows the game so well. He knows the offense. He knows his teammates, and he gets the most out of every ounce of ability that he has.
John, let's talk about the division very quickly. I don't know who's going to win that division. You would have to assume that Detroit is going to be the favorite. Green Bay is certainly going to be in the mix as the playoff team. Minnesota, there's uncertainty about their quarterback position. Maybe it's Aaron Rodgers ends up being the quarterback for them. But right now we're looking at J.J. McCarthy, and I think you and I can agree the Bears are going to be a very popular wild card sleeper team in the NFC. How do you handicap what appears to be the toughest, most competitive division in football?
Well, Minnesota basically having a freshman, a rookie quarterback. I call him a freshman because I've worked with him at Michigan as well. And J.J. will be fine. Kevin O'Connell is going to do, I think, a wonderful job. We saw what he did with Sam Darnold. And they've beefed up that offensive line. They've got a running game. They've got a great cast of wide receivers. And Brian Flores on defense is one of the top defensive coordinators in the league. So they're still going to be tough and a force to be reckoned with. Green Bay, it kind of goes as Jordan Love goes. And, we were talking about ranking the quarterbacks. I think he's that tier down from where Goff and Jalen Hurts and some of those older quarterbacks are just because he hasn't been consistent enough They go out in the first round. They draft a wide receiver, give them another weapon. They're always going to be a tough out. And then the Bears, it's really the big question mark. Are they going to be the team that goes worst to first? I don't see it in this division, but they could certainly be a wild card in regards to kind of doing the same thing. They've beefed up that offensive line. Ben Johnson's followed the blueprint that he learned in Detroit. Beef up the offensive line, continue to strengthen the defense, and then try and establish a run game. So he went out in the draft and got a tight end, very similar to Sam Laporta that he had here in Detroit. So there's no question it's going to be tough, but I think you could argue it's one of the top two or three divisions in regards to coaches, and that's with a huge question mark on Ben Johnson. What's he going to be as a head coach?
Last thing here, the over-under in Vegas right now for Lions wins is 10.5. Are you taking the over or the under this year in Detroit?
No, I'm taking the over. I know it's a tough start, and it's a first place schedule. They've got a lot of work to do, and you look at the entire season, and it's on the road to Baltimore in week 3. They start off on the road in Green Bay, and then it's Cincinnati and Kansas City both on the road in weeks 5 and 6. So it starts off really tough, and then at the back half of the season, they've got the Giants, they've got Dallas, Pittsburgh, Minnesota, Chicago. So it kind of is once you get to that midpoint, you start to run downhill a little bit. But I'll take the over in that every single day.
That is John Jansen joining us on the show today with 97.1 The Ticket and Detroit. The Lions are certainly going to be one of the more fun teams again this season. Really excited to see them come back to Arrowhead. The last time, John, you guys were here, you didn't get Travis Kelce, you didn't get Chris Jones. I'm hoping that we get to see everybody on both sides and see these two teams match up against each other.
Don't give me the Mike Tirico asterisk comment. Come on, man. Jared Goff has never lost to Patrick Mahomes. And so maybe this is the first time Patrick Mahomes gets over that hump. I know I say it somewhat jokingly, but it's going to be a great matchup. I know I love what Kansas City has done. Health makes a big difference with Rashee Rice. Health makes a difference for Detroit with Aiden Hutchinson being healthy. So it's going to be a heavyweight bout.
That is John Jansen joining us on the show today. John, great stuff, man. Look forward to catching up with you later in the season.
Hey, great talking to you. Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.